TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. While here on the news, we often recount stories some folks will classify as bad news. In this season of giving, I want to remind everyone there are good stories that happen all year, and here are a few that happened in New Mexico. Some of those good news stories come out of bad situations, like the historic floods that swept through Rodoso and damaged hundreds of homes and businesses, including Rodoso Downs Racetrack and Casino. The floods quickly endangered hundreds of horses located throughout the downs, but brave employees stepped up to help. And in September, just days ahead of his birthday, a 99-year-old World War II veteran, Bernie Armstrong, got a ride in the same style plane he used to fly in World War II, a P-51 Mustang. Armstrong served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He enlisted at 17 in 1943 and retired just 30 years ago. And in June, two paintings by Victor Higgins and Joseph Henry Sharp were recovered after they were stolen in March of 1985 from the Harwood Museum of Art at the University of New Mexico. At the time, the museum was primarily a public library with a museum on the second floor. Across the southern and southeastern part of the state, junior livestock sales reached record amounts, with several, like the ones in Eddy and Lee counties, achieving well over $1 million in sales. That money goes to help the children involved in raising those livestock for their continued education and future programs. And just this last week, the first full-length feature film, filmed entirely in southeast New Mexico, wrapped up 3 weeks of filming. And while it was filming, it was the only production being done in the state of New Mexico and showcased new opportunities for those living outside the major metro areas in the north. From all of us at the MTD Radio family and me personally, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Be kind to one another and believe in good. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.